This is a Dr. Lee Dekering follow-up progress note patient in court, CULT, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, date of birth 5/5/1955, place with check at Charles Village, date of service 10/20/2023. Patient seen today for follow-up and sub-Q rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well, no headache, no illness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever.
Hello.
On examination, he's awake, alert, he's sitting in the chair. He has a memory impairment, he's forgetful, his blood pressure 129 over 78, pulse 79, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiratory 20, pulse 96%, next up is LV, chest, not tender, lungs clear, heart, SNS2, abdomen soft, not tender, pulse on fast, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, he's alert, but forgetful and disoriented. Assessment number one, recent subrecurrent hemorrhage, next line, history of anoxic brain injury, next line, expressive aphasia, next line. Generalized weakness, next line, dementia. History of ICD placement, history of MI, history of cardiac arrest, plan of care, have reviewed medication, have reviewed labs, will continue RS current medication, PTOT, clinically patient is improving. Next patient. Cornet, C-O-R-N-E-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth 3/29/1956, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service 10/20/2023, patient seen today for follow-up. Patient has a recent procedure done. He has angiography and atherectomy because of PVD, right leg, and procedure was done from the left side to the, from the left femoral toward the right, leg angioplasty. Patient was noted to have a left upper inner thigh ecchymosis and groin area ecchymosis. We did sonograms, they show small collection. Patient was sent to the vascular and they did sonogram over there too. There was a minimal collection identified on sonogram, but there's no intervention advised at this point. At today, patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever. On examination, he's awake, forgetful, his blood pressure 126 over 70, pulse 77, temperature 98.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 96%, next up on JVD, chest and tender, lungs clear, heart, SNS2, abdomen soft, non tender, pulse on positive, extremities, left thigh, upper inner area, ecchymosis, left groin ecchymosis, neuro, he's awake, alert, cooperative, forgetful, and disoriented. Labs. WBC 6.2, hemoglobin 10.0, hematocrit 30.9, platelet count 238. Hemoglobin has been stable. At present, we'll continue all scan medications. No other issue reported. Thank you. Next patient. Next patient is a Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Darnell, D-A-R-N-E-L-L. Patient seen today for follow-up, he's complaining of an intermittent episode of difficulty speech. Seizure has been going on for the last few months. It's not new. It comes and goes. He also has left hip pain, but they did X-ray, was showing DJD, but no fracture. Otherwise, he has no shortness breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, reentering M3. Blood pressure 146 over 70, pulse 79, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse 98%. Next suppose no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, valves on positive extremities, no calf tenderness, he has a chronic edema but no calf tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, oriented M3, bilateral lower extremity weakness, ambulatory dysfunction. Assessment number one, amplitude dysfunction, left bilateral lower extremity weakness. Has extensive workup done while in the hospital, and they said he has a functional paraplegia. Has a history of a femur fracture status post ORIF on the right. Next line, DJD. Next line, sleep apnea. He's on CPAP. Plan of care, continuous current medication. Current medication will get speech therapy to see the patient. Also, I advise for the left hip DJD, aspirin cream, Tylenol, PRN. Discuss with nursing staff and continue physical therapy. Next patient. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S, and Johnson Keith, K-E-I-T-H, date of birth, 12-14-51, place which a Charlesville patient seen today for follow-up and subcutaneous rehab. Patient has been doing well. No other issue reported today, no nausea and vomiting, no headache and dizziness. On examination, he's awake, alert, his memory is impaired, his blood pressure is 123/70, pulse 76, temperature 98.4, FPM 20, pulse 98%, next appointment is AVD, chest, not tender, lungs. Clear, no breathing, heart test must do, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowel movement positive, extremities no edema, superpubic catheter is in place, neuro is awake, alert but forgetful. Assessment, patient has been admitted with the deconditioning, recent UTI, generalized weakness, neck and chronic urinary retention, require indwelling suprapubic catheter and placement, is working, has good urine output, neck and hypertension, neck and cognitive impairment, dementia, next and hypothyroidism, next and schizophrenia. Next and history of CKD, next line. History of previous CVA. Plan of care will continue all his current medication. I have reviewed lab, I have reviewed medication. No other issue reported today. Next patient is O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth, 4/21/1963, place which check Charles, date of service, 10/20/2023. Patient seen today as a follow-up visit in the subacute rehab. Patient has a schizophrenia, memory impairment, dementia. He's not very cooperative with the staff and not using wound vac at all. Keep taking it off. He has been switching to oral antibiotic because of refusal IV and keep pulling the IV line out. Other than that, he's lying on the bed, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure 117/70, pulse 68, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, SPM 20, pulse 98%. Next appointment, GFD, chest and tender, lungs clear, heart test, next to abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel from past extremities, left foot, surgical site, sutures are in place, but his wound has a redness in the plantar area. And the patient is not listening to the nursing staff. He keeps walking on the same foot with the full weight bearing. He's advised to partial weight, but he's not listening and not cooperative with the staff regarding weight bearing. He has some redness in that area. I have reviewed the medication. I have reviewed the labs on this patient. Assessment. Patient has been admitted. Status post left foot surgery. Multiple toes amputation. And the recommended wound bag that he has been not cooperative with. Schizophrenia, encephalopathy. Left foot osteomyelitis, sepsis, and left foot gas gangrene required debridement in the hospital. Paroxysmal AFib, anemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Plan of care, patient has been continued on antibiotics, local skin care. I reviewed all his medication that will be continued, electrolytes, CBC. Being monitored, sodium is 142, potassium 3.8, chloride 110, CO2 26, glucose 83, BUN 27, creatinine 1.2, calcium level 8.6, glucose is 83. Sell rate is 18, WBC count 8.1, hemoglobin 8.3, macro 26.4. We'll continue ask on medication, discuss the nursing staff. Next patient. Nicholson, NICHOL, SN Nicholson, Daniel, DANIEL. Data birth 2/9/1963, place which okay, Charles Lake patient seen today as a follow up subcutaneous rehab, subjective, no sharpness breath, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, complaining of generalized weakness, difficulty, ambulation. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, cooperative, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse CT, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respirant 20, pulse 95%. Neck supple, no FD chest, not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stool, abdomen is soft, not tender, balls no positive, extremities. No edema, no cough, tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, and cooperative. He has a right-sided weakness. Medication and the lab reviewed by me. Assessment, patient is admitted. With the change in mental status, with the metabolic encephalopathy, was managed in the hospital. Next line, previous CVA with the right side weakness. Next line, seizure disorder. Next line, HIV disease. Next line, CKD. Next line, new onset diabetes mellitus. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, plan of care. Will continue all his current medication, reviewed,
yeah,
okay. Lab reviewed,
Thank
and continue PTOT and aggressive therapy. Next patient. Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, P-A-L-M-E-R, Palmer Rice, Lu, L-U-E, date of birth 11/27/1936, place which Charles Village, patient seen today for follow-up at a subacute nursing rehab, future care Charles Village, date of service 10/20/2023, patient seen today for follow-up, she has a and also evaluation for her dementia. Today she denies any headache, dizziness, lying on the bed. She is very poor story, not answering any question properly. She is forgetful and disoriented. On examination, patient is awake. She is alert, forgetful, disoriented. Blood pressure 126 over 60, pulse 78, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 97%. Next, supposed FD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test, no stool, abdomen is soft, not tender, balls on positive, extremity, no edema, neuro, she is awake, forgetful, disoriented, and confused. Medications and lab reviewed by me. Assessment, patient has dementia. Next line, cognitive impairment. Next line, hypertension. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, recent UTI treated with antibiotics. Next line, stage 2 pressure ulcers. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. Local skin care. And I have filled out her form for incapacity for dementia. Next patient is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Johnson, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, data service 10/20/2023, place which is Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 4/3/1966. Patient seen by me today, patient is doing well. Patient was recently treated for UTI. He had significantly improved and recovered. He has no symptoms, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he's awake, he's alert. He also has a cognitive impairment, is forgetful and disoriented. Your blood pressure is 122 over 76, pulse 76, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%, neck supple, GFD, chest, my tender, lungs clear, heart, asthma, stool, abdomen soft, not tender, balls, and pulse, extremity, no edema, no cough, tenderness, both knee, no tenderness, he's able to ambulate slowly, neuro, he's awake, alert, forgetful.